Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It's a question about holiness. The holiness of Christ stands in stark contrast with the people he interacted with. Luke writes about a prostitute who found Jesus. She anointed his feet with perfume and began washing them with her hair. Now that would have been quite a scene, a vile prostitute caressing the feet of the sinless Son of God. A Pharisee who watched the whole thing said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she's a sinner." Well, John, why would the spotless Son of God allow himself to come into such close association with a woman of such low morals?
Now, the real question, Denny, is not why he would associate with that woman. The real question is, why in the world would he associate with that Pharisee? The most despicable of all sinners in Israel were the ones who thought they were righteous. And the Pharisees' self-righteousness and hypocrisy was the most damning of all sins. People who believe they're not lost and think they don't need redemption can't be saved. This woman knew she was lost. She knew she needed redemption, and she came to the one who could provide it. And by the way, a normal man, a sinful man, would be compromised and unduly tempted to have a prostitute caressing his feet. No such thing ever occurred with Jesus. He could not sin. That's right, he could not sin. His sinless, unblemished character precluded any thought of impropriety on his part whatsoever. No one contaminated him. He sanctified anyone who came near him.
Thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening. For more in-depth teaching from the Gospel of Luke, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.